Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neon Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti Maya. I am so grateful for your presence here today. I appreciate you guys' continual support, like always. If you are new here, just tuning in, you are already welcome, and I am also very grateful for you as well. We are in the second week of January 2024. I hope that so far this year has been proven to become your best year. And even if it doesn't necessarily seem like that you've had incredible things happen to you, remember this is the first of the month, and so you have so many days to continue trying it out, testing it out, manifesting, changing things, making things how you want it to be, because you are the author of your story. You know what I mean? So happy new year, you guys. I'm gonna keep saying that. I probably won't say it anymore after this week, because I mean, like, it's just normal now. You know what I mean? It's just normal now. But anyways, I'm really excited about today's episode. This is something that I feel will be very important to touch on. This is actually something that was sent in as a request for me to touch on. So hopefully not only the person who requested it, but those who are listening, hopefully you grab something that you didn't know you needed, or something that you've been asking for along the way with you. But without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in. So today's quote is, embrace your uniqueness, for in the vast tapestry of life, your thread is irreplaceable. Let's run that back again. Embrace your uniqueness, for in the vast tapestry of life, your thread is irreplaceable. Now, I really like that quote. I do. And I like it because it lets you know that you are enough, right? Like, you are enough. How many times do you really take the time out to tell yourself, like, look yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, we're enough. We are enough. I am enough. We are unique, and I am irreplaceable. Most times, most people don't really tell themselves that. Most times, most people typically will compare to other things and people as to why they are not enough. And so if you haven't guessed it, today's episode is really going to be based around comparison and needing to slay the comparison dragon, if you will. All right. So comparison is something that I feel that a lot of people go through, whether you're younger, whether you're older, whether you're in between. It's just always thrown inside of our face. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is always there. And as long as you are continuously comparing yourself to other people, other situations, other happenstance, whatever, as long as you are constantly comparing yourself and what you got going on to other things, you will never really be able to see how actually unique and special that you truly are. And if you're not able to see how unique and special that you truly are, then you're not really living life the right way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not really living, you're just existing at that point. You're existing and you're wishing and hoping you have better, not realizing how amazing and incredible and fantastic that your current life right now is. And you guys already know, by this point, you should already have it in your minds that I'm not gonna talk about nothing unless what? Unless I'm gonna be real with you myself, right? Like, that's what I do. So, I mean, I've definitely had moments where I have lived in the comparison realm. Oh my gosh, I was like 20 over here thinking that I was supposed to be a millionaire. I was a whole 20 years old thinking I was supposed to be a millionaire, thinking I was supposed to have everything together in life, thinking that, you know, like, I was supposed to be established, which is like ludicrous when you think about it, because 20, that is like almost basically like a couple years out of high school, still a child, still have room to figure out what I want to do with my life. But I was just, you know, looking at the social media influencers and looking at the celebrities and was like, oh my God, I don't have this. I got to do it. And then there will be people who were like my age who may have found like a partner, a life partner, something that supported them and, you know, like bought them a whole bunch of stuff, or they just happened to do something and it seemed like it was success overnight. And I would like look at them and look at me and be like, no, like something's wrong. I'm doing it wrong. And I would get upset and I would get depressed. And I literally wasted like probably the first 5 years after I turned 19. Yeah, like till I was 24, like really like focus on the comparison game. Like, okay, I gotta get this too. They have like Beamers and Bentleys and Range Rovers and Jaguars and Porsches, and I have a Nissan Sentra, and I need to do what I need to do to get that. And it was just like, you know, it was never, obviously, like I was never satisfied, because I felt like that I was missing out. And then sometimes it got to the point where I would like compare and compare what they have versus what I have. And then I would get, you know, the other little beast that comes around, envy, right? Because comparison sometimes can lead to enviness. And I would be upset. And I'm like, why do they get to have that? Why does their life get to be like that? Why does their life get to be so seemingly perfect? Seemingly, right? And I was not necessarily looking at what I had going for me. I wasn't looking at what I had going on for me. I wasn't looking at any of that. I was just looking at everything that I did not have and everything that they did have. And so, I mean, like, right now, I'm obviously not in that mind space anymore. But these are very real things. They are very real, and they are nothing to be ashamed of. But they are everything to acknowledge and to work through. And that's what we're gonna do today, you guys. That's what's happening today. So, just kind of getting down to it. Like, where does comparison even come from, right? Like, what are the roots of comparison? I feel like that when you kind of break it down, it's a little bit of everything. It's like the societal influences, it's like social media, it's like, you know, I guess societal influences would be TV. It would be like you wanting something better in life and feeling like or believing like that you cannot achieve it, but then you see somebody else with the exact type of life or body or minds or whatever that you desire, and it's almost like you start feeling insignificant yourself, you know? But it's everywhere. I think that it's just like this world, this society that we live in does not necessarily teach you to value yourself, to like teach you that you are enough and it doesn't matter what anyone else has. Like, you can be happy for them, but what you got going on could be just as cool. Like, no, what do? They flash the cars. Oh, you want the cars, you want the girls, the money, the guys. This is how you should be living. Baller, baller, baller status, you know? And then people are just like, yeah, I gotta live baller status. And then they start chasing it and be like, yeah, I'm not living like that right now. Like, I gotta have that. And then it's like you start feeding that thought and you start feeding into those feelings. And then what happens? Eventually you're at the point where all you can focus on, all you're concerned with is that, with little regard to what you have going on in your life. It's kind of just like as women, what they show us, like the women who are very voluptuous and got everything in the right places and all this other stuff, right? As the ideal woman. The ideal woman, oh, super curvy, a big ass, big boobs, like long hair, like curvaceous, like, ooh, that is a woman. And I'm like,
there are so many people, like, that is one body type. That is one body type. The hourglass shape is one body type. You got apples, you got pears, you got triangles, you got rectangles, you got inverted triangles. Like, people come in all different shapes and sizes, but they select one thing, post it out there like the poster child, and says, this is ideal. And so what do people do? They say, oh, okay, well, that's ideal and that's what everyone likes. I gotta be like that. I gotta do that. I gotta be just like that. I gotta go get the surgery. I gotta go, you know, try to do whatever I can do to try to match the ideal thing. Comparing yourself to what someone else deems, what someone else's perspective is. Same thing when it comes to, like, color, right? Because color is real. We're not gonna be like, oh, see color, we see color. Like, what is it? A lot of times society, they say what? Light, bright, and white is where it's at. What about everybody else that falls in between? You can't compare a beautiful chocolate skin girl to a beautiful vanilla skin girl because they're just different and they're both beautiful. There is no comparison. There is no, oh, this is better, whatever, whatever. It's just preference. And there's no need to compare. You cannot compare with something that cannot be changed. You can't go and be like, you know what? Let me go and paint my skin dark chocolate. Or, hey, let me go scrape off my dark chocolate and make it like vanilla. Like, you can't do that. You have to embrace your own beauty and kind of just get out of the idea that, you know, someone else's perspective of what is ideal is your perspective of what is ideal. Do you get what I mean? So I think that a lot of people tend to compare themselves to other people because of, you know, what other people's perspective is. But, like, everyone's perspective is not going to be the same. And I mean, like, what you really even want it to be? Like, there is a, like, lack of individuality. And if you are lacking individuality, then you might as well not be a human, because humans are born to what? Be free thinkers, to express themselves. So you got to get out of, like, this mindset of, like, comparing to other people. And then I feel like the biggest thing is, like, you get to this point where you're, like, eventually you get to this point where you're just, like, constantly comparing. You'll be like, oh, well, this person has a college degree, okay, but I don't. Okay, this person has a good job, okay, but I don't. Okay, this person has a husband and kids, and I don't. Okay, this person has, and you know, and you're, all you're doing is affirming to yourself that a belief that you're not enough. Because when you compare, and what you're comparing yourself to is not ideal, and you, what happens? You start to feel bad, you start to feel stressed, you start to get anxiety. You start to hinder your own personal growth because you're just looking at everything that you don't have. You start putting yourself in a very lack mindset. You start putting yourself in a lacking mindset. And at this point, we all know what? Where attention goes, energy flows, right? Like, we all know this at this point. So if you're putting yourself, if you are putting your attention and intention on what you don't have and 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 what you don't have, where is the energy flowing? More to what you don't have, right? You're putting your energy on the anxious feeling. You're putting your energy on the stress. Even if you're like, well, no, I'm not stressing myself out. I'm not thinking about stress. You're thinking about the comparison. You're thinking about the constant comparing. You're constantly thinking about it. And it releases so many, like, brain chemicals that really do release stress and anxiety and hindrance. And so you are putting your focus on that more. You are putting your intention on that more. You are putting and allowing energy to flow towards that more. And then what? Then you find more things to compare. You see what I mean? Like, it's a constant thing because you're constantly thinking about the lack. You continue to have a lacking mindset. Then the only thing you can attract is lacking circumstances. And that is what comparing does. You think about what you don't have and how somebody else has it, and you start to feel bad about yourself. You start to question yourself. Now, let's not get confused with admiration. Because if you know, like, you're content in your life and things feel good and you're like, yeah, things could be better, but you know what? I'm happy where I'm at. I'm content. Life is good. And you see somebody and you're like, oh my God, that is amazing. You know what? I think I'm gonna do that for myself too. And you know, you take in it from a place of genuity, I think that's how you pronounce it. Like, when you're very genuine with what it is you come across, and you're very genuine with you wanting to be like, you know what, I kind of wasn't eating healthy, but I kind of like the way she prepares her meals, so let me adapt that and make my life healthier too. That's totally different, because you're already at a place where you feel good. And because you're at a place where you feel good, when you see certain things, guess what? Your attention that's stuck on your feel good and life is good, the energy is now flowing there. So now you're seeing more things out there to continue to make you feel good. Because you're not comparing when you're like, oh, there's healthy food there. Oh, I don't eat healthy food. Why should I eat healthy food? Because, you know, you can go and get healthy food. And when you're at a healthy place, when you have a healthy mind, you can adapt and be like, I am inspired. And I think I'm going to take this and tailor it and make it my own. Not just copy paste, right? Because that's who wants to do that. But to take it and be like, you know, I like that. I'm going to take that. But instead of doing this, I'm going to supplement with that, because that's what feels good to me. That is how I become an individual with this. Because I admire what that person is doing. I already admire my own personal life. And together, hand in hand, I can have an incredible life. So admiration is totally different. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't look at other people's lives, because you can gain inspiration. You can have admiration. You get a lot of ideas, right? So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about when you're looking at things and you start asking yourself the question, why don't I have that? Why can't I be that? Why isn't it like that for me? Because as I shared with you, what happens? It gets to this point where it's no longer just only comparing. Now you're getting jealous. Now you're being envious. Now you're being bitter, because you are so hyper-fixated on the fact that somebody is living their life and you're not living yours. And there's a part of you deep inside spiritually that is feeling uneasy. And you think the uneasiness is, oh, I'm just mad because they have this going for themselves. No, the uneasiness is there because yourself is like, hello, what about my life? What about me? What about us? What's good about us? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you feel me? So you gotta not compare. You gotta not. There's so many negative aspects when you compare. Like, can't do that. You can't do that. It's just, I mean, you can do that, but I mean, like, does it really feel good? You know what I mean? Like, does it really make you feel good? Does it make you feel like, you know what, I was the best me today because I compared myself to everybody? Like, come on, like, be real, be for real. Do you know what I mean? So you kind of just gotta, like, it's kind of just like I said to you, like, before I was like that. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm never ashamed to talk about my past, because that's my past. And you learn from past mistakes, right? What they say, the first step is admitting you have a problem, right? That's what they say. Like, you admit, hey, you know what? I do have an issue with comparing my life to other people. Great. That's okay. Look, you noticed it. So guess what we get to do? We get to fix it. We get to fix it. And then we're really cooking. Then that's when change really comes in. Because your awareness to the situation has allowed room for growth and has allowed room for change. And we're going to talk about the change. You're not going to be on this journey alone, I promise. But, you know, taking the time out to not compare, there's a lot of positive outcomes that come from that, including personal growth. And it really starts with the self-awareness that I was just talking about. Because a lot of people continue to do things and they just have no self-awareness about it. And they don't have realness. They'll just be like, yeah, well, you know, like, they don't see it. They don't see how it's an issue. They can hear what I'm saying, but they can't see it within themselves, even though they do it, because they're not ready to face it. And it feels good because they're used to it, to sulk and be miserable. But we're not about that in this podcast, right? We're about growth and self-care and love and inspiration.
inspiration, motivation, realization, and that's what we're doing. So the positive outcomes of not comparing yourself to other people is personal growth. You get to thrive in your own environment. You get to be yourself. Isn't that amazing that you get to be yourself? Some of you guys are just like, no. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. That's okay too. But it's personal growth. You get to bask in the glory of yourself. You have more positive outcomes. You have reduced anxiety. You have reduced stress. And you have more fulfillment and more happiness. Because now you're focusing on the good. And what happens? Where attention goes, energy flows. So if your attention is on the good, where is the energy flowing? To the good, right? So you kind of have to ask yourself, okay, do I want to continue doing what I'm doing here with this and how I feel and how I know I don't feel that great with it? Or do I want to switch and do something different that's going to make me feel good, inspired, hopeful, great? You have to ask yourself which one that you prefer. And like I said, I'm not gonna leave you guys hanging. Let's talk about some tips. Let's talk about some tips on how to stop comparing yourself to other, you know? I think it really comes with self-compassion. And I think I said it already, but like self-acceptance, right? Because when you accept yourself and accept yourself for what you are, who you are, and where you are, everything's better. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you're not in the ideal situation, but you accept where you are and you understand where you are, then you can grasp and have a better understanding of where it is you want to be. And it doesn't have to be a tough process of getting there. You can enjoy the journey with an adventure mindset, for those who heard the last episode. But you know, you can embrace the journey. Accepting yourself, accepting the fact that it's okay for me to be me. I don't have to look like everybody else. I don't have to talk like everybody else. I don't have to dress like everybody else. I am allowed to be who I am unapologetically and freely. And it just feels good. Even when you just see it, it feels good. So, you know, having that self-acceptance is really going to allow you to stop comparing yourself to other people. Having self-compassion to let yourself know, like, hey, it's okay if we're not driving Bentleys right now. We have a car. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, that gets into the second or the third tip, which is gratitude. But self-compassion is to be gentle on yourself, to say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We may not have that right now, but guess what? We have something. We may not have that particular thing, but we can find something else. We can look at something else. We can feel good about something else. And know that, you know, that self-compassion comes with what I said. Like, it's okay. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you compare yourself to other people. We are human, we make mistakes, and you are not the only person going through it. You are just the only person who is not afraid to be real. And honesty and realness is the most important thing, because honesty and realness, when you can be honest and you can be real about what's going on, then you're able to fully allow for change and growth. Right? So self-compassion and self-acceptance, those are going to be your two best friends. Those are going to be your right and left hook, for real. Because the more compassionate you are towards yourself, the more softer and gentler and understanding you are with yourself, the more that you accept yourself for what it is, for what it ain't, for what it will be, then that's when things will start to flow easier for you. You also have to start developing a positive and a realistic self-image. And I do say realistic because I'm telling you, people will look at somebody who is a different color than them and be like, I wish I was like that, because that is the most sought-out version. No. You have to have a realistic self-image. That is not your self-image. That is not the color that you are. Embrace your fullness. Embrace what you bring. Sometimes people forget that genetics is a thing. So they be looking at somebody just like, why do they look like that? Because that's their genetics. If your eyes are browns and there's somebody else's eyes that's blue, you are not going to have blue eyes. I mean, you can go and get the operation if you want to get some blue eyes. But embrace your brown. Embrace your green. Embrace your hazel. Embrace your gray. Embrace your blue. Embrace you. Be realistic about your self-image and find glory and compassion in your own self-image. And as we said, ultimately what it comes down to, the antidote for comparison is gratitude. To shift your focus from lack to abundance. I may not have a Bentley, but I have a Mitsubishi, but I have a Honda, but I have a Buick, but I have a Nissan, but I have a Chevy. You have a car. You know how many people don't have a car? And you over here looking at the next car, not paying attention to your car, knowing that if your car got taken, you would be like, what? I don't have a car. Like, gratitude is the antidote. Finding things within you and feeling good about it, feeling great about it, feeling tremendous about it. Gratitude is the antidote. And so what I would suggest, like, just if I could give you a couple of actionable tips for reflection on comparison habits, I would say, number one, do a daily gratitude journal. Maybe start a daily journal noting three things that you're grateful for every single day. And not just take notes, writing it down, but reflect on how these unique aspects really contribute to your life. Allow yourself to foster an appreciation for your own personal, individual journey. The next thing you can do is maybe have mindfulness moments. Maybe you set aside, dedicated moments each day for mindfulness exercises. And then you use those moments to ground yourself in the present while you're appreciating your own experiences without the filter of external comparisons. If you want to get deep with it, you can even make a comparison log. You can create a log where you jot down times and instances of comparison throughout the week. And then you identify the patterns or you identify the triggers and you gain more insight into the areas where comparison most frequently arises within you so that you can tackle it head on. Another thing you can do is what I call a strength inventory. You list your unique strengths, your talents, your accomplishments, and you regularly revisit that inventory to reinforce a very positive self-image within yourself. And you also, at the same time, can celebrate your own individual achievements. Of course, you can always take a social media detox as well. Rather, that's completely taking your time off of it, or maybe just taking breaks from social media in order to reduce whatever exposure that you have that fuels your comparison. And then for those who need help building self-compassion, positive affirmations. Develop a set of positive affirmations that are tailored to your strengths and your aspirations, and repeat those affirmations daily to reinforce self-compassion and nurture a more positive self-dialogue. Maybe you do a self-reflection exercise and you engage in by asking questions like, what makes me unique? What am I most proud of about myself? I asked my coworker today, what's something good about you? And she hit me with that, I don't know. But then she pondered. I watched her as she started to ponder and say this magnificent things about her. So maybe do that. Maybe have supportive self-talk so you replace your self-critical thoughts with more supportive and compassionate self-talk. Maybe you just embrace your imperfections so you challenge the pursuit of perfection and embrace all of your imperfections. And by recognizing that growth comes from accepting and learning from mistakes rather than striving for something that's unattainable.
And then finally, surround yourself with positivity. Cultivate the relationships with the individuals that are around you who lift you up and support you. And if you don't have anyone, find someone. If you say, I can't find someone, find me. So you have to remember that self-awareness and self-compassion are ongoing practices. So you have to consistently integrate those tips into your routine to foster a strong mindset of acceptance and appreciation for your unique self, because you are unique. Now you guys know, we're going to go into some journal prompts. We have to. Not only because it's part of the show, but because this is such a powerful conversation. So I have 3 journal prompts for you guys. 3 of them. One is going to be titled Unique Contributions. The other one's going to be called Comparison Awareness. And the third is going to be Self-Compassion Practice. So going for the first prompt, Unique Contributions. I want you to reflect on 3 distinct qualities or talents that you possess. And then I want you to ask yourself, how have these unique aspects positively contributed to my life or the lives of others?
Okay.
Number 2, comparison awareness. I want you to recall a recent moment when you found yourself comparing to others. I want you to think about what emotions surfaced during this comparison and how might acknowledging these feelings help you break free from the comparison cycle.
I kind of shared with you like my story that I used to do that, and then the emotion I felt was jealousy. How might me acknowledging the fact that I had jealousy help me break free is that I didn't like the jealousy. I wasn't a fan of it. I didn't want it. I was able to break free from it.
And last but not least, we have self-compassion practice. So I want you to describe a situation where you typically engage in self-criticism. And then I want you to develop a compassionate and supportive response to this situation, focusing on understanding and learning rather than judgment.
So you guys already know what self-criticism is. Oh, I'm so this, I'm so that, I'm so, you know what I mean? And it's nothing positive. But if you can develop a compassionate, supportive response, instead of saying, oh, I'm so dumb, I am so smart and I'm glad that I can learn from my mistakes. Do you see the difference in that? I'm so glad that I'm smart enough to learn from my mistakes. Simple, just like that. You're telling yourself you're smart at the same time as you're telling yourself you are learning from your mistakes. It's beautiful. Mwah! I could just like, it's like a masterpiece. But that's important. It's important to consistently flow in that direction. It's important. It's important. It's so important. So important. So make sure you guys hit on those prompts. Make sure you're real with yourself. Don't be nothing less than real with yourself, because that's when, you know, that's when change is produced. That's when change can flow. All right. So the tarot card of the week, talking about comparison. Oh, so fitting. I did do the pre-shuffle before I started the podcast, but the tarot card of this week is the 2 of Cups, which I love. It is so fitting because the 2 of Cups is represented by union and partnership and divine connection and divine reconnection. And what I'm feeling that the focus and the energy is about is reconnecting with yourself, which ties in so perfectly with today's topic, because it's about reconnection. Refinding, redefining yourself, not comparing yourself, but seeing yourself as the beautiful piece of art that you are, and walking hand in hand with that, with no apologies at all, coming back together full circle with yourself. That is the energy of the week. That is what you were to do, to fall back in love with you, to trust yourself again, to work through your healing, and to know that you are enough.
just, it's so crazy to me how, like, anytime I throw spirituality in the mix, whether it's an oracle card or a tarot card, it always finds a way to fit into the, like, the topic. And the crazy thing is, like, I don't look at the card. I meditate, I do a pre-shuffle, and then I pull a card or take the card that comes out, and I sit it face down, and I don't turn it around until it's time for me to read it, or time for me to tap in. But this week's energy is all about restructuring and reconnecting with yourself and finding the beauty within yourself, finding what makes you special, finding what makes you unique. It's a healing energy. And sometimes by you doing for yourself and healing yourself, you can also heal others, because maybe there are parts of you that maybe you lash out on people, or maybe you feel so down that your energy affects other people, but now you're becoming more aware. Now you're becoming more conscious of you, excuse me. Now you're becoming more conscious of you, that it allows someone else to be free, or allow somebody else to, you know, see that better part of you, which, you know, it's just energy. It's energy, energy, energy flows, energy flows. So by becoming a better you, you help other people become a better them. And it just continues to go on, you know. Two of Cups is about union in this particular case. It is a unified version of yourself. Healing that divine masculine energy. Divine masculine energy with a divine feminine energy, that divine connection, that true soulmate, realizing that you are your own soulmate. So, with that being said, I am gonna go ahead and close out today's podcast episode. We are in season 2. I am so excited. It's the second episode. I am so grateful for you guys. I hope that today's episode has really inspired you to take on the challenge of yourself, because you're freaking amazing. And if you could open your eyes to see that, every eye, all three of them, then your life is going to be unstoppable. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for your continued support. Please make sure you share with a friend who may need to hear this or any other episode. I will catch you guys next week on Tuesday, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Love you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.